Back in the Mad Dog Show here on the Fan. Of course, everybody eagerly awaiting the beginning of the NBA season tonight. The Knicks in action and another thing back on them. Isn't that right, Maggie?
That's right, dog.
Everybody wondering if Patrick Ewing is going to lay back a little bit and or if he's going to try to take all the shots at that today.
Unbelievable. God, I love listening to that guy.
Boy, I wonder what they're talking about on the Fan this afternoon.
Well, I got an interview with Tom Seaver.
We were listening to the Fan on the way in.
Yes, we were.
And, my God, Tom Seaver was on?
He is.
Is this guy a little full of himself?
Just a little bit.
Well, Tom, I must say, you love Mets baseball.
Well, that's right, I am. I'm great. I'm the greatest thing ever to come out of the Mets.
Jeez, this guy just seems pompous.
He sure does.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's, you know, it's going to be tough to fill McCarver's shoes over there.
Well, of course it is. You got to give McCarver a lot of credit. You know, he wasn't terrible. Very good commentator. But Tom Seaver also bringing something else to the Mets team, a little pitch coaching.
That's right.
He's going to be talking with the pitchers and the hitters on what to look for in pitches.
Oh, brother. What a mess.
What a blast.
Love it. All right, it's Opie, it's Anthony, and yes, it is FU Friday, and we are ready to rock and roll once again for you guys today.
Once again, we turn the show over to the people to voice their gripes and bitches that they've had over the week.
Anthony, can I throw out the first FU?
Ho-ho.
Actually, I'll let Morgan from Astoria throw it out. I would like to send a big FU to the NBA for trying to palm off this sham season on us. I hope they all develop career-ending knee problems in the first week.
Well, a lot of injuries in the NBA, obviously, taking its toll on the players who weren't practicing a lot throughout the time of the lockout. That they couldn't play.
No, the lockout.
That's what I said, lockout.
Could you say Friday?
Friday. Don't make fun of my speech impediment.
What are you talking about? I just wanted to hear Friday.
Can you say Saturday tomorrow?
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Suffering succotash.
All right, and let's throw an FU out here from Jerry from Peekskill. Opie and Anthony, this is good. This is something I've been really bothered by. I would like a big FU to all of the scientists who give a S if Pluto should be called a planet or not.
Yeah, isn't this hysterical? All these geeky scientists are arguing over whether Pluto is big enough to be considered a planet.
Yes. And Jerry writes, we have an ozone problem, world hunger, homeless people, etc. And these douchebags are sitting around with poles up their ass discussing what it should be called. Who gives a effing rat's ass? Thanks for your time, you guys effing ruled.
You know what's funny? Do we even know there is a Pluto? I mean, come on. Who cares? The thing is billions of miles away.
Right.
Like Ope says, I think there's more things to worry about here.
There you go. All right, we're just getting started here today.
Yeah.
Send your FUs in through the fax machine is the best way today. 212-957-WNEW, or you could use the instant feedback. Everyone's still commenting about Tara. My Lord, you guys. How many emails did we read before we went on the air today?
Five. Well, 300 came in the time I was sitting in the office alone.
Yeah.
And then tack that onto the 200 that were waiting when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got over 500.
At least. So what I must say at this point in time, don't be mad if we don't write you back, because at this point, it's impossible. All right?
If you could take one more. Freak says she's cute, but not model material. More nude biker bar type material.
Well, should we put this one to rest, you think?
Definitely.
We have read all the feedback on Tara, and most people admit that she is a lovely lady. She's beautiful, has an unbelievable face, probably could be a model, but she is not Playboy material.
Right. That's what everyone's saying.
That is the majority of what has been said the last 3 days.
And that's fine, and now we lay it to rest.
Well, now what I'm thinking, because we're also getting a lot of email from ladies who think they have a better body than Tara.
Okay.
So if
I see smoke coming out of Opie's ear.
Well, so if you've seen Tara's picture on the NEW website by now,
mm-hmm.
and you think you have a better body, a body that is good enough for Playboy, I think you need to get a hold of us.
Oh, girls come down here?
Well, Tara's pictures will stay up there until someone beats her.
oh, I like this.
You know what I mean?
So now we get another girl down here.
Yes.
Who thinks she's better than Tara.
Yes.
We take her picture.
Yes.
Put it on the web.
With Tara. And then have everyone vote if, you know, Tara's been dethroned.
Ah.
As the hottest natural babe to be in the Opie and Anthony studio.
Yeah, only natural girls.
We're going natural.
We're not looking at implants or anything like that.
No implants for the boys.
That's an unfair advantage.
That's right.
Oh, I like that.
So if you're a girl, you're lovely, you got a real nice natural look.
And you've maybe had some fantasies about posing topless. And want guys to look at your topless pictures.
Correct.
We'll pop you on the website.
That's right.
We'll do a little photo shoot, and then the guys could judge on who's better.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll be the king of the page.
There you go.
Queen of the page.
Queen of the page. Until someone beats you. So until then, Tara's pictures will remain up.
Okay.
Could be weeks before she's dethroned. You never know.
Guys, comb the area and find a girl you think is worthy.
It's Opie and Anthony on FU Friday, and Mike from Old Bridge, New Jersey writes, a big FU to the ticket scalpers at tonight's Savage Show. $115 and up.
Wow. Ouch.
Bastard. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Metallica. Turn the page. Yeah. We're putting something together that is very cool that involves Metallica and you guys, the faithful listeners of NEW. We don't have all the details yet, but Black Earl is pumping his fist in the air. He's excited. Earl, are we getting close to being able to pop this on the air? Come on.
Gotta be soon.
We're gonna fly you somewhere to see Metallica. We can tell them that much, right, Earl?
We just did.
Okay. It's Opie and Anthony. It is FU Friday. I think our favorite day of the week.
Yeah, we get to vent.
Exactly.
More so than usual.
Dear Opie and Anthony, a giant-sized FU to the Jappy girl who bumped into me this morning at Starbucks. She dumps her coffee all over my black cashmere coat and then demands that I buy her a new coffee because I violated her space.
Violated her space.
Get a life. F you to her. Good show, Shelby. All right, we got to get this one out of the way. Gary from the city.
What's that?
O&A, I would like to send a big F you to the cops who put 41 rounds of bullets into an unarmed man outside his apartment.
Ouch.
You know, I hate those peddlers as much as the next guy, but 41 shots,
wow.
I think that's a little harsh, huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess they were investigating that rapist, and oops, wrong guy.
Wrong guy.
Yeah.
I think the cops freaked out because they went into his apartment. They saw all those pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio hung up in that apartment of his.
Yeah, what's that? What's the story of that?
I don't know.
He had pictures of Leo in his house?
I can't think of many guys that hang pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio all over their room. But
well, it doesn't merit 41 bullets being shot at you.
Maybe they freaked out a little bit.
22 times they said he was hit, something like that, right? That's appalling. That's horrible. I'm, you know, get back to the range. 41 shots and you only hit 22.
Oh, this is harsh.
It's an outrage.
All right, let me move on here. to Opinac on FU Friday. I'd like a big FU to be sent out to my wife who won't let me join the Hummer Club. I've been begging for 2 weeks now. Her name is Missy. We are listening to you right now. Missy. Good man. Come on.
Missy. Someone named like Missy, you don't expect to
join
the Hummer Club.
This one is a fave of Anthony. O&A. FU to all you big, fat, white trash pigs that insist on wearing skin-tight stretch pants to show off your big, fat asses. Do you really look in the mirror and think to yourself you look good? Are you effing blind, you a-holes? That's Jim from Douglaston.
What is going on? These women with the big, fat butts and the big, beefy thighs wearing those stretch pants, those tight stretch pants, and then they usually wear the heavy sweater that comes down over their ass as the full get-up. That's like their get-up every day. But you see, like, it's like the surface of the moon on the back of their thighs. You can like see it right through that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like big
butts. Yeah, they got the stretch pants and the cellulite working.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big sweater covering it. Thank God for the big sweater, because if not, you see the, I have to say it again.
The bunt?
The bunt.
Ugh.
That's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone knows what it is.
All right. Well, look at this. I got to move on again here.
What? I guess, well, we're just talking about things.
I guess for this break, I'm good cop and Anthony's bad cop. Watch how the roles change many times during the show.
Hey, don't let him on to that little secret.
That little ruse. That ploy. That old gag. All right, man. All right, we got a four-pack of tickets to Lowe's Theater. Movie tickets.
Oh, cool.
And I thought that we could have some fun giving these away. We want to give our prizes to our faithful listeners, the people that have been with us.
For quite a while, yes, listening.
Because we know there are a bunch of concert pigs that all they do is listen to radio stations 24 hours a day to try to win stuff.
Hit and redial.
Yeah, they don't.
Three phones working.
And they don't even really care about the radio station. They just listen because they know they're giving stuff away.
Right.
So we're going to try to make sure it goes to someone that definitely listens to our show.
Yeah.
So we're going to start something new on the show today. And we're going to do this from now on. Opie and Anthony trivia.
Yeah.
See if you guys are paying attention to the radio show.
We usually convey maybe some something of our past. Maybe something in a bit that you might remember.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be quizzed.
Yes.
And rewarded.
Well, it's going to be easy. 212-757-1027. The first person that could tell me, we'll start easy, right?
Okay.
What Popeye calls olive oil's private part.
Oh, that's an easy one.
All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, NEW.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff Gershon.
Where are you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
All right, you got an answer to our question?
Yeah, Pusky.
There you go.
Of course, it's the Pusky.
Oh. Dude, turn down your radio.
He's got his radios going.
I hate listening to myself in delay.
All right, it's off.
All right, man. Yeah, see how easy that is?
Yeah.
And now you got a four-pack of tickets to Lowe's Theater.
All right, great.
How long have you been listening?
I've been listening since you guys started.
It was a little rough in the beginning. I'm glad you stuck with us.
Yeah, no, you guys are great. Don't worry about it.
Stuck through the tough times. Glad you knew it's the Pusky.
All right, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hold on the line. Rick's going to take care of
you. Thanks a lot. You guys are great.
Thank you. There you go. We'll have another chance next hour. It's that easy.
Yeah.
All right. And more stupidity on the way. Getting a bunch of requests for another Stephen Lynch song. We try to play one a day. We could play nine a day. I would love to, but we don't want to burn them out too much. So before 4 o'clock, I think we'll do If I Was Gay. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Collective Soul from Dosage. That's heavy. Opie and Anthony hanging with you on this FU Friday. Sun is out, and we are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, feeling good.
Feeling very good. We've had a great week of radio, had a lot of fun, and we're going to continue moving forward here, man.
Forging ahead, as they say, Opie.
Forging ahead. And we're paying attention to all the email you guys have sent us lately.
Yes.
The one interesting thing for seeing is a lot of people that really, really did not like us at all when we first started, but said that they gave us a chance, and now we have finally grown on them.
Yeah.
And I want to acknowledge you guys for giving us a chance, because there was a lot of people, at first, they hated us. And and that was after the first break we did, and they left the station and never came back.
These were what we called the dark days.
Yeah, we're working on our own behind the music special here at NEW.
When they first got there, they wanted to kill themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
But thanks for giving us a chance, and we want to acknowledge that because we're seeing that in the email a lot lately.
Yeah.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. A bunch of people calling up. They want to hear Stephen Lynch.
Yeah.
We're working on a live broadcast that most likely will happen a week from today. We're going to take FU Friday on the road again.
We like doing this. The last time we did it was the Bronco bashing, and we had a great time. We like getting out there and meeting your crazy bastards.
Yes.
And we have fun when we go out. We party.
We have a lot of fun.
We're not, you know what's funny, too? When we go out, a lot of people come up and go, "Wow, you're not what we expected." The radio industry has totally ruined it for a couple of the good people that are out there, you know? Like, we like to go out and party and have fun and meet the people. And a lot of people that go to radio appearances, what happens? There's this big, fat jerk-off in a booth somewhere.
Right, in a VIP lounge.
In a VIP lounge. Or maybe they trailered this big, like, boombox-looking thing to a location, Opie. And he sits in there and spins the records.
Yeah.
Hey, let me take your request. Ho-ho! Fantabulastic!
Yeah, we changed the whole live appearance thing big time. When Anthony and I first started working together, we went to, you know, a bunch of live appearances. And they had this huge, like, VIP area set up with bouncers and bodyguards.
Yeah.
And it was up on a balcony, so, like, you know, you guys would be well protected over there. We're like, screw that. We're going to party with our listeners.
So what the, Evita?
Yeah.
Supposed to come out on the balcony?
You know? So you will not see a VIP lounge all with, you know, big, fat, bruising guys being pain in the asses.
Yeah.
We hang, we party. That's what it's about.
Big fat old jocks that sit on their ass all day, sit on their roids all day, spinning records. They go out and meet their public.
Well, they don't really meet them, though.
No.
They don't want to meet you guys.
They're in the VIP section. No, we're going out, and we're getting it together for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have Stephen Lynch with us, man.
Hopefully. We're just waiting for his manager to call back to tell us that Stephen
Lynch... Screw his manager.
No, it has nothing...
He better show up.
Well, this is the only problem. If he's in town, he's going to be there. But Stephen Lynch, because of our show, he's starting to get a little famous, and now he's, traveling around a little bit.
Oh, sorry. What? Has he got Leno booked? Is that it? He's out on the left coast? He better get his ass to where we're going to be.
And Stephen listens to us every day. So, Stephen, why don't you give us a call and tell us personally that you will be at our live broadcast next Friday to do a set for our lovely listeners.
Right.
All right? Touch Bill and Stan, Days of New on 102.7 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Opie and Anthony for your FU Friday. And they are coming in like crazy once again today, Anthony.
Yes.
People are getting into the groove of FU Friday. Greg from Staten Island writes, guys, please send an FU to my ex-girlfriend for breaking up with me 9 months ago and not giving a crap about it until she saw me with my hot new girl last week. Now I get all the I made a mistake crying phone calls, so F you to her, turn off the freaking waterworks, and stop calling me. You guys are great. Keep it up.
Yeah, I've always been one for the clean break, man. Whenever you break up, just that's it. Never again contact.
Ugh.
No phone calls. No nothing.
You're lucky.
No awkward stares in a supermarket or anything. It's just, it's the worst.
But that's not the norm.
You got to do that.
Most times, it's you got to break up slowly. Then eventually, you got to find like a neutral area to exchange your stuff.
The neutral zone.
The neutral zone, like
exchange of the prisoner exchange.
Like, hey man, I want all my Black Crowes CDs back. I want my Pearl Jam concert shirt back. You know, and she wants this back. So
yeah.
You find a neutral area and you exchange the stuff like a prison exchange.
Yeah.
A prisoner exchange.
I don't know. I've just always been for the clean break. Never. I can never understand the people that break up and then they're friends again. You know, we'll just remain friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Great friends. Yeah. Yeah. I always remember fondly having sex with my friends. You know, because you never get that out of your head.
Not at all.
And then, you know, she brings her new boyfriend over and it's like, hey, what are you, still pals? And you're looking at him, and he's looking at you like, yeah, you know, he dogged her.
Yeah.
It's just awkward. Right. I like having nothing to do with them.
You look at her new boyfriend, and you just give him that look like, yeah, how do I taste?
Oh, my God.
Oh, guys are brutal, though.
What?
Oh, jeez. But guys are brutal that way.
I understand.
All right.
Clean break.
Now, Anthony, I just got to tease something here. Viagra gets some stiff competition.
Gotta love the headline right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah. That's cute. Where did this come from, the Post?
Yeah.
Must be, right? Pfizer meet Big Brother. A Chinese drug company has unveiled the natural herbal version of the popular and potent drug Viagra that it touts as safer, healthier, and cheaper than the famed love drug.
Whoa, look at that.
And they call it Wage.
Wage.
Wage or something like that?
Wage.
It's a Chinese company that came up with Viagra Substitute.
And that's all the info you got on it?
Yeah, we're going to have to...
Gee, I wish there was somebody we could call.
Yeah, do we know any Chinese people that we could call and get
maybe
some more info?
Maybe get some more info.
Maybe we could...
Maybe there's one Chinese guy we know.
Yeah,
maybe we can talk
guy that,
to.
Yeah, he's been on our show a few times. Maybe he knows something about Viagra.
He's not busy on his bike.
Yeah, well, we'll stick around. We'll try to call him and see what he says about this new Viagra drug, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but right now it's time once again for Opie and Anthony Trivia.
What are we giving away, Opie?
Well, all weekend long we get these 4-pack of tickets to Lowe's Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Movie passes, obviously.
Yes.
And we want to give it to the people that listen to our show.
Yeah.
Not people that have been there for a while.
Yeah, not the stragglers that come in every once in a while and go out. You know?
Loyal listeners.
Yeah, we want to take care of the faithful listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So get on the phones right now, 212-757-1027, and we'll ask you a relatively easy question about the show. You get the answer right, you get the movie passes, all right?
Right.
All right. What are we doing this hour?
Mm.
The L.A. Zoo story, I guess?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you set that up?
Well, there's a, you remember a monkey in a zoo in Los Angeles got pregnant, and they couldn't find the father because all the male monkeys had vasectomies.
Yes.
So we found out who the father was.
Yeah, we were trying to figure it out. We were discussing it, and out of nowhere, we got the answer to who knocked up the chimpanzee in the L.A. Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the answer, we'll give you the movie passes, okay?
All right.
Hi, Eddie W.
Hey, how's it going? Just calling for the trivia.
Yes.
What's your answer?
What's your answer?
Sir, you're on the air.
I would say Charlton Heston.
Of course.
Of course it was. What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Paul.
And where are you calling from, Paul?
I'm calling from Paramus.
All right. Do you have an FU, too, while we got you on the line?
Just an FU in general to stupid people.
Yeah, I like that.
Work in retail, so we get plenty of that.
All right.
Good luck.
We'll accept that. Rick's going to take some info from you, and congratulations.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
We're going to have to delve back a little earlier in our NEW career, I think, for the next question, Opie.
Well, yeah, we're just...
People found that a little easy.
But we're just starting this new concept, and we figured we'd make it easy at first, and then, you know...
Okay.
We'll make people put on their thinking caps later on today.
Yes.
But in case you missed it, we got to play it one last time, right?
Could be bit of the week.
Yes. The L.A. Zoo, it was Yoshi the chimp, believe it or not.
Yoshi the chimp got pregnant, and they couldn't figure out how she got pregnant.
Right.
We did.
And all of a sudden, the door gets knocked down, a chariot appears, and lo and behold... The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW with Lenny Kravitz's latest Fly Away. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
On the way, we got the Dave Matthews Band and some Rush for you. But right now, we got to talk about this Chinese Viagra real fast.
Well, it's amazing. Of course, everyone knows about Viagra,
mm-hmm.
the impotence drug.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were a couple of side effects, like people seeing blue lights and having heart attacks.
And
so a lot of variations are coming out. And one is coming from China?
Yeah, well, the story goes here. It says Viagra gets some stiff competition. Pfizer meets Big Brother. A Chinese drug company has unveiled a natural herbal version of the popular impotence drug Viagra that it touts as safer, healthier, and cheaper than the famed love drug, Anthony.
How about that?
They are predicting we are going to sell 100 million pills this year, said Chuang Wan.
100 million?
100 million pills this year alone.
How many people are in China? A billion?
A billion.
What percentage is that?
Oh, don't even get me...
10%?
1%. 10%, I don't know.
10%. 100 million, 1,000 million is a billion.
Who cares? A lot of people are going to have stiffies in China.
I never knew there was such a huge problem in China.
Well, they're... Yeah, okay. All right, where was I? We are going to sell 100 million pills this year, said Chuang Wan, chairman of Chuang Wan.
Come on, that doesn't
company.
Say that.
Well, I don't know how to pronounce a J-X-N-G-S combo.
Mm.
It works better than Viagra, and it is all herbal, so it does not have any side effects.
How about that?
And it's got better packaging, too, says Quang Wah. Unlike Viagra's boring old prescription bottle, their Viagra is sold in a box covered with women cavorting in bikinis.
Wow, there you go. Look at that.
A statue of Adonis and flying doves on the package of their Chinese Viagra.
Well,
Now, we need to find out a little more info on this this Chinese version of Viagra. So,
all right.
I think there's one person we could call here if I could dial him up. Let me dial him up and get him on the phone.
Okay.
As I dial up. What are you doing?
What?
Where are you going?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but we're dialing up this guy that knows a lot about the Chinese Viagra. A guy that's been on our show a lot.
Well, you could probably talk to him for a little bit. I got to go to the bathroom, really.
All right. Well, okay. Hurry up back.
Okay.
This is like an exclusive for our show.
Right. Well, just see if you can get him on the phone.
All right. Well, I'm dialing up right now.
All
right. Well, hurry up back. All right. Screw him. All right. I think I could do this. All right. It's ringing. Let's see if the damn guy answers. Hello?
Yeah, Yoshi Kiji, what's your order?
Hello?
Yoshi Sun Kitchen, what you order?
Yoshi.
Very busy. What you order?
No, Yoshi, it's Opie and Anthony from NEW.
Who?
Opie and Anthony from NEW. You've been on our show a bunch?
You press the order now.
It's
Yoshi's on Kitchen.
No, I'm not calling for an order.
You want a Tong Tang? Tang, what?
No,
What do you want?
Well, if I order, will you talk to us about this Chinese Viagra?
Of course I talk to you. You order.
All right, just give me, I don't know, four or five.
Yes, what else?
I'll take some of that wah-wah pork, I guess.
Yes, what else?
Sweet and sour is cool. I don't know, what do you guys want? Broccoli, maybe?
There will be brewery.
What's the house
called? You want brewery.
Beef, broccoli, pork. And what's the house specialty today?
House special, ting tang pork and fang tang sauce.
Okay, are you going to deliver it yourself on your bike?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm standing right over there.
All right, well.
You are still in the same building?
Yes.
Where I read menus every day?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone,
now you can talk to Yoshi.
Everyone is sick of the menus you leave under everyone's door, by the way.
If I don't read menu, you cannot order pork.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, could you tell us a little bit more about this Chinese Viagra?
Oh, weed. We call it weed.
Weed?
Yes. Yoshi, take that.
You take the Chinese Viagra, huh?
Yes, I was having a little problem with my plick.
With your what?
I was having problem with my plick.
What's a plick?
Well, that's where I have my problem.
Oh.
I take a Chinese Viagra.
Okay, I see.
And it makes your plick rot.
It makes your what?
It makes your plick rot.
Plick. Okay.
Yes, if you have broken plick, it's a tear for your plick. Yes, in a laboratory, it turned men from limp romaine noodles to big thick egg rolls.
I say.
In no time.
Well,
all of a sudden, Yoshi looked like he had a baby panda in his pants. Yes, it looked like he had a ring and chain in pants. Wonderful.
Well, it's a natural herb, right?
Yes, very natural. From ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it contains a ginseng, tangfang, taolok, tangrang, wingtang, and special secret ingredients.
What's the special secret
ingredient? I cannot divulge special secret
ingredients. Come on, Yoshi, let us know what the special
secret
ingredient is.
Very secret.
What
okay,
is...
you listen, I tell you.
Okay. What? What? Poe?
Pork! Pork, okay! Now everyone know! Pork, good for plick! What do you do with your plick? You pork with it! So of course you use pork for your plick!
All right, so there's pork in the Chinese Viagra.
Yes.
Okay.
Tang, 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 tang,
tang. Okay.
I have to go now. I have to deliver.
Right.
The order is ready.
Well, come on by with the order later
on,
right?
Okay, I'll be about 10 minutes.
And take care of your plick.
Okay.
All right.
Hey!
All right, see you later.
Pull.
All right, there he goes, everyone. Yoshi, the pork man, giving us a little info on the Chinese Viagra. Where's Anthony? Ant.
Huh?
You just missed Yoshi.
What?
You just missed Yoshi.
Damn.
He's only on the show once a month. Where were you?
Well, I was in the bathroom, and I was talking with Lois Lane.
I don't understand why...
Was Superman here?
Well, I don't understand why you're never around when, like, Yoshi calls and stuff.
I don't know. Well, I'll see him when he orders, when he brings the food. Did you order something?
Yeah, I got you some...
You got something for me?
Yeah, I got some pork for you.
Did you get me some Chang Hang?
Chang Hang.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Anthony. Priceline.com.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't have my headphones on. Sorry.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We love Priceline.com.
Yes, we do.
They've been with us for about a month or so now, and they are working...
Oh. Yoshi's here.
I come with your order.
Yeah, we ordered some Chinese food about, wow, that was pretty good. We ordered it 20 minutes ago.
Yes, I come with your order. I hope I'm not interrupting any.
Well, we're in the middle of a live read for Priceline.com, but I guess you can help us.
Priceline!
You like Priceline?
I love Priceline! Very good, they got a great deal on my bicycle.
Really?
Yes.
Are you driving a new bike out there on the streets of Manhattan?
Of course. I wanted a new bike. I called the Price Line.
Yeah.
And I say I don't want to pay any more than 600 changfangs.
Right.
They get it to me for 200 changfangs.
Really?
Unbelievable. A Price Line.
That's awesome. Now, how's the traffic out there?
Very busy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't get hit by any cars today, did you?
One cement mixer hit Yoshi. Knocked me into a moving truck.
But thank God you
then
had...
Then across the street into a limousine.
Really?
And then back off of a taxi cab, and I flew back onto the sidewalk.
I see. And your bike didn't get damaged?
No, that happens every day.
Oh, all right.
Very, very dangerous.
Well, Yoshi, we got to talk about Priceline.com.
Hey!
I'm not really sure if they're doing this bike thing for everyone else.
No, that was just for Yoshi.
Just for Yoshi because you take care of him with the takeout, possibly?
That was the Chinese place, Ryan.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know they were international.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the Priceline.com in America, they're working hotel rooms right now.
Hey.
Yoshi.
Hey.
When was the last time you were in a hotel room?
I arrived at a restaurant.
In the back?
Yes, me and my 80 people in my family. All riven the back of a restaurant.
So you would love to go to a hotel room.
Oh, like a dream for Yoshi.
It would be like a vacation for you, I believe.
Hey.
All right. Well, Yoshi, if you want a hotel room in the near future, you got to give Priceline.com a call, 1-800-PRICELINE.
Hey.
Or visit them on the web. Do you have internet service at your restaurant?
Of course. People order.
All right. You want to repeat the address here for the people if they're online and they need to use Priceline.com?
Priceline.com.
Well, what about the www?
Priceline.com.
All right. That's www.priceline.com.
That's what I said. Priceline.
All right. I was just making sure.
Hey.
Or you could give them a call, 1-800-PRICELINE. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, the Smashing Pumpkins, and today, Guns N' Roses before that, Mr. Brownstone and Aerosmith 2, Walk This Way. Now, that's some rockin' music to get you home by, huh?
Yeah.
It's Opie and Anthony, it's FU Friday. Hope you're enjoying the festivities today.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the paper, and this cannot be true.
What?
Reverend Al Sharpton?
Yeah.
He, it looks like he's got a website.
Well, everyone's got a website now, huh?
So the Reverend Al's got one.
That's cool.
It says, fans and foes of the Reverend Al Sharpton will soon be able to chat with the outspoken black activist minister 24 hours a day. Later this month, Sharpton and his Harlem-based National Action Network will have a new address, www.fyd.com in cyberspace.
Stop that.
What?
What? That can't be the address.
Oh,
people are going to think the story's a joke.
Oh, sorry, that's not it. No, that isn't the address. I apologize for that. Oops. Internet users can go to www.nationalaction.net.
I went there. It's under construction, it says.
It's under construction?
Yeah, they're still working on it.
Click their mouses and instantly get the latest on Reverend Al.
Yeah.
No justice, no peace.
No.
No justice, no peace.
Reverend Al, I didn't know you were going to make a visit to our show today.
I am plugging my website.
Yeah, I see that.
Hallelujah. We've entered cyberspace where we are not victims of racism. There ain't no race in cyberspace. My website is presently under construction like the Apollo Theater.
Yeah, Anthony.
I need your contributions, please. So crawl out from the oppression you're under and email Reverend Al your credit card number. No justice, no peace.
Yeah, I hear that.
This is a wonderful website that I have.
Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, if the cops shoot up your house, tell Reverend Al with a click of the mouse. It's going to be a nerve center of the community.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Even if you're in jail, you can get Reverend Al email. Pray the Lord. Reverend Al's in cyberspace. I also have my line of hair care products in shellac online that you can purchase. It comes in the same bottle, so don't be discouraged.
Okay.
You can also download my spinning medallion screensaver. It's a wonderful screensaver, that big Volkswagen hubcap medallion you always see your Reverend Al wearing.
Well, I'm going to go do that right now.
Yeah.
All right.
If one of our brothers is an Uncle Tom, report them to me at ReverendAl.com. That's right, people. Pray the Lord, Reverend Al's in cyberspace.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, too, online.
Well, I hope so.
I got online games on the ReverendAl.com.
I can only imagine what type of games you got in cyberspace.
Well, you can download Tawana Raiders 3, where you guide Tawana Brawley through a maze of racist, rapist, politicians, judges, and police officers, all the while trying to make yourself a legitimate activist in the community. Watch, let me boot that up now.
All right.
All right. Whoa, there we go. Whoa, look out, Tawana. Oh, look, I just nailed Stephen Bagonis. Look at that, sorry. Oh, there goes the DA. Look, I'm making ground now. Oh. Oh, damn. I was doing so well, but I fell into the rabble-rousing, trouble-making, race-baiter, lion sack pit of doom. Why I always make that same mistake on my way to the Senate. Damn.
Wow.
Well, all this fun can be yours at ReverendAl.com.
And that address again, www.fyd.com. That's right.
That's right. Praise Jesus. No justice. No peace. I have been vindicated.
All right. There he goes, everyone. Reverend Al.
Wow.
We haven't had Reverend Al on the show in a long time.
He is pumped up about that website.
He is running down the hallway
right
now.
Sounds like fun. I want to play Tawana Raiders 3.
You think we could get some cheat codes for that?
Yeah.
I wonder how many hits he's going to get on his website.
Millions.
Oh, it'll be millions. Oh, my God. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Van Halen from Van Halen 2. Somebody get me a doctor. It's Opie and Anthony, FU Friday. Moving right along. We got one from Rob, Joe, and Jen here. Big FU to our big, fat, furry friend, our boss, Dave, for going to Cancun for the next week. Oh, by the way, you forgot to pay us, a-hole. Screw him. It's 4:45. Well, that's when they sent the fax. And we're slamming back the Coronas pretending we're in Mexico. Hey, Dan, F you, too. Abenak, keep up the good work. We all listen to you here at Perennial. There you go.
All right.
Thank you very much. Well, everyone's still talking about Tara, the lovely Tara, who's on our website. If you go to WNEW.com and click on Air Personalities and then click on Opie and Anthony, and you'll find the pictures from there.
Every third instant message that's coming in is about her pictures.
Yeah, but the jury's in at this point.
Yeah, we know.
We read, Rick counted them, 628 emails before we went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That was just that came in, you know, overnight.
Yeah.
And what's up, Rick? Line two we got her on? Okay. Let's get Tara on the line here. Tara!
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm all right.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow, that doesn't sound good.
That doesn't sound good.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with me.
You're taking a lot of heat, huh?
No, that's okay. I'm all right with that. I have no problem. But if we're going to do a challenge...
Oh, wait, I'll get to that point.
Okay, go ahead.
First, the good news.
What?
You gave us more email than anything else we've done on our show since coming to NEW.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
We probably got well over 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000 emails.
Wow.
Since you left.
That's a lot.
We don't get anywhere near that.
What?
On a regular basis.
That's good, I guess.
People think you're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That I know, that I hear. I got most of that, yeah.
And they think you can be a model, but hands down, people say no way to Playboy.
Okay, and I heard that there's some girls calling and saying that they could do Playboy. Is that what they're saying?
Well, no, what we have decided to do is we're going to put the challenge out there because, yeah, there are a lot of girls saying, man, I have a better body than Tara.
Okay, well, natural?
Well, that's what we're doing.
Those are the rules.
This is the rules. Simple as this. And we're supposed to get a girl down here today, but I don't know if she's going to make it. The first challenge for Tara. We are going to keep your pictures up on our website until someone beats you.
Okay.
And the rules are simple. You have to come down here if you think you could beat Tara's body. You've got to be able to pose naked.
They have to be able to pose, what, like me?
At least topless, yes.
And in undies.
Yes,
panties.
At least.
At least. If they want to go the full distance, that's fine.
That's up to them. And they can't have fake boobs.
Okay.
They have to be natural.
Okay.
And we'll see how it goes.
Then we'll put their picture up on the website with yours.
Wait a minute. Do I get to do another shot?
Well, if the votes come in and you are defeated,
mm-hmm.
you will get to come back and try to regain your crown by doing
reposing
a retake.
Stuff. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be just her in the studio when she's posing?
Right.
Yes.
Same same conditions you got.
Okay.
Nothing
cool.
extra.
And supposedly this girl was coming down today, but I don't know if she made it. But there's a bunch of other girls that want to challenge you as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we put the challenge out there right now. Any girls that want to do this, give us a call
mm-hmm.
and come down and... And we'll
now,
do
what
this.
Do they got to do? Do they get to do the same poses or what?
Pretty much it's up to Anthony and I, you know.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
There will be no unfair advantages in posing or anything.
Yeah, I think Anthony did a good job with your shots.
Yeah,
for,
yeah, he did.
For an amateur and stuff.
Those pictures do me no justice.
Of course not.
Well, that's what I think
but
anyway. You don't have to toot my horn, but I don't think they do me any justice.
Man, Tara, you're cracking here on us. I could feel it. Trust me, most of the people, and I mean most, like well over 90%, really think you're hot. But they're just saying no to Playboy. That's it.
You know what it is? I think a lot of people are losing sight that it wasn't just Playboy. It was modeling also.
Right. And everyone got hung up on the Playboy thing.
Yeah, everybody got hung up on the Playboy, which was fine because I flashed my chest.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, I definitely think I could. I was, you know, it's so funny because I was looking through a Playboy last night. And I want to bring in this Playboy that I have. Either they got their hands above their head, or they're holding something up, or they got their boobs squished together, or they're doing something to keep them propped up.
All right.
Now, we didn't do any of that. So if we're going to play, we'll play right, and we'll do it the right way.
I have no problem with that.
You have no problem with that?
But, you know, you've had, I don't know, tens of thousands of people checking out your pictures already, so in a way we made you famous.
Well, that's cool. I really appreciate that, guys. That's really cool. I mean, and like I said, it was all fun and games, and that's cool.
All right.
But like I said, if it'll be a challenge, then that'll be cool, too, because, you know, I mean, it'll be fun. It'll be really fun. But at the same time, if we're going to do it this time.
All right. We hear you.
I'm going to come prepared.
Oh, we hear you.
If you get defeated, you can definitely come back and do it up. As you
what's
say, the right
name,
way.
What's the girl's name that's coming down today? Do you know?
We don't know.
We don't know.
No?
We don't even know if she's going to make it today.
Oh.
She called Rick earlier. There's a bunch of other girls that want in on this.
But
basically, we're going to set up that whole section of the website and make it nice. And you are the reigning champion right now.
Okay.
Pretty much the title will be like hottest woman that Opie and Anthony got naked in their studio.
There you go.
All right.
That sounds cool.
And your pictures will stay up there until someone defeats you.
Okay,
and
guys.
And if you are defeated, because I'm not sure if that's going to be an easy task, then you can come back and try to reclaim your title.
That sounds cool.
All right.
All right, guys. You can call me.
We got your number.
All right, guys.
Don't be so defensive, though. I mean, high marks.
Huge marks
in general.
Said, that's
you know,
awesome.
A couple low marks from the Russian judges, but that's okay.
No, that's okay, guys. You guys are great. I had a really good time, and I'm glad I got to come in and do it. And I'll defend my belt. No problem.
All right. There's the Tara we know.
Yeah.
All right. Keep the confidence
up.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. There you go.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, you don't have to, you know, tell us about Tara anymore.
Yeah.
We got the point. We had so many emails and faxes and phone calls. My voicemail is filled with people commenting.
The challenge is on, though.
Yeah, we want to move on now. We want to see if there's a girl out there that can beat Tara.
In our listeners' eyes.
Yes.
That's how we do this. It's not us that's making the decision. We leave it to you.
Got fake boobs? Don't want anything to do with you.
Au naturel.
We're going for the all natural.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
In other show news, really fast, it looks like we are going to be broadcasting live next Friday on Long Island.
Yeah.
We're getting the details together, but it's going to be really cool.
We'll start really talking about it Monday.
On Monday?
With all the details, yeah.
I think
This is a definite. We got a couple trips to give away to Miami.
Oh?
Well. Well, when we go out there, we do it upright. All right?
You know, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm so glad we're getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Really am.
Well, we begged the management of NAW to send us out there. And at first they go, trust me, guys, you don't want to be out there. They don't really like you that much yet. I'm like, gee, thanks.
No one in radio is doing sick parties anymore where they just go out, go to a club, and have fun, you know?
Well, they're too busy going around in their limos.
It's not happening anymore.
You know?
Last I remember, it was like years ago. You got to dip back to the Stern thing when he used to do those Club Binet things.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
It's like a freak show and just having a good time.
But no one does it anymore.
No.
So we're going to start doing
Let's
it.
Let's go. Let's have fun.
Screw it.
Yeah.
Follow our lead. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Creed. That's a song they did on Letterman the other night from their debut CD, My Own Prison. That's one. It's Opie and Anthony. And, wow, instant feedback going crazy.
Whew.
The
challenge has been put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Tara's pictures are up. We just can't get off of this. But we've added to this. There's a new challenge out there. So a lot of ladies have called up and seen Tara's pictures. Of course, she came in disrobed. Let us take pictures, put them on the website. And a lot of girls are saying they could beat her.
Mm-hmm.
That their body is better. Natural bodies.
Natural. That's
we're looking for.
No fake boobs.
Well, Harry from Valley Stream. From the conversation on the radio, I expected much more from Tara's pictures. I've seen much better natural titskis than that. She will easily get defeated. And then he says, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't kick her out of bed. We truly are pigs, aren't we?
Well, there's a bunch of guys, you know, they're saying, well, now that I've taken a second look and...
Yeah,
now
yeah.
Now that I spent a second day with the pictures...
Yeah, that's what Luke... is saying, Long Island, after looking at her for a second day, she's not all that.
My God.
Living on the beach, I see better every day. Plus, she's defensive, which is not that attractive. Luke, mm-hmm. P.S., keep up the good work. Yeah, look, he sat with the pictures now. Now he looks for a second day, and it's like, you know, the whole excitement of the new girl on the web isn't with people anymore now.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Look at this.
You meet that dream girl, and you're like, wow, she's perfect, man. Look at her. And you go out with her for a few weeks, and, you know, you start picking her apart and stuff.
Look at this. Their little online relationship with her photos are already taking a turn.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
And Tara, if she's still listening, we are counting how many guys that have told us they to your pictures, and it's the numbers are getting high.
Oh, yeah. Don't even worry about it. I mean, look, this guy, Tara, is lovely. Look at that.
All right, but the challenge is out there, and people are already getting excited for the challenge.
Yes.
If you're a fine young lady and you're up for the challenge, come in here and disrobe and get some pictures taken. We'll put your pictures side by side with Tara, and then we'll have the listeners vote. And there you go. But Tara's pictures will remain on that site until someone defeats her.
Bob, Long Island, tell that chick Tara to get her breasts fixed. They look like two bananas chasing her armpits. But I wouldn't kick her out of bed for spilling crumbs. Dig your show. Where's the Friday Faco?
Yeah, is the Friday Faco?
Well, yeah, we had that last week, and, God, we got to do that this week. It was such a hit last week.
Yeah. We still have an hour.
Yeah.
We need a lady to do the Friday Faco orgasm for us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people look forward to this feature. We finally brought it out of retirement last week.
She was a Wookiee.
Yes, that's
right. Opie lost his virginity to a girl that had a mane. She had hair down her back. Thank
that's
you.
Right, Artu. Look at the hair on her back, Artu. Yes, I too thought she was dating Chewbacca. I don't know. Maybe it's easier for him to hold on to.
All right. Come on.
Opie, cuddle with me.
No, listen.
Cuddle with me, Opie.
She was really hot, though.
Hot?
She had a nice face and stuff.
She had the big black nose and the teeth. Like chewy. Inset eyes, fur.
Well, yeah, the story goes she had like a mane. She had a thick strip of hair that went from the top of her neck all the way down to her All the way down to her tailbone?
All the way down to her hoop.
Her what?
All the way down to her balloon nut.
All the way down to the whale's eye.
Is anyone listening to this stuff?
I hope not.
Okay. Balloon nut. That's cute.
Well, that's disgusting.
What's your name?
Marlene.
And where are you calling from, Marlene?
Fillmore.
Are you horrified by our conversation?
No.
I am, quite frankly.
My kids are loving it.
Oh, good. You want to send out an FU to anyone?
Yes, I want to send out a big FU to the guy who totaled my husband's car last week.
What happened?
Ouch.
I was parked in front of the house, and this guy was drunk or on something, and he came around the corner and smashed it. My husband only had the car for 2 weeks.
Oh, that was you? Oh, I apologize.
A big ass to Brian. I won't say his last name.
I'll say his last name. What the heck?
Brian, no.
All right. All right, that's fine.
I think he's in rehab now. I feel sorry for him. But
all right. At least he's getting the help he needs.
That's right.
Something Anthony and I should look into. All right, well, hold on the line. We're going to get some info from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, cool.
You railroaded me today, man.
I love you. Well, don't leave me, because my back is hairy. Nappy.
Why did I flip her over? Because I wanted to get a little,
That must have been great. If she had hair all the way down her spine, I take it, you know, maybe she was a little.
I don't remember.
Full.
I don't remember.
Down yonder.
I really don't remember.
Don't remember if it looked like she had maybe Albert Einstein's head in a leg lock.
No, I don't remember that. I was thinking more Jerry Garcia, but no, I don't remember that.
Link from the Mod Squad.
What?
Earl has a girl outside.
Earl's got a girl out. Get Black Girl in here.
Earl's got a girl.
Yeah.
What does he mean by that?
Well, because we've never seen. Earl, come in here.
Come here, Earl.
Earl, who's the fine,
what's up?
She won't do.
Hey,
wow,
how you doing?
Look at this. Wow.
All right.
Are you related to Earl, or?
No, in no way.
Are you
no
a
way.
Friend of Earl?
I am somewhat a friend of Earl's, yes.
Would you meet a club somewhere?
No, Black Rock Coalition.
Remembers.
A what?
The Black Rock Coalition.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a Black Rock Coalition?
What is this?
Enlighten us.
It's an organization, you know, and kind of in support of musicians who play music that they're not expected to play.
Oh, like
interesting.
Vernon Reed?
He's one of the founders.
I know he is a founding member.
I know my black culture.
Black History Month.
If I want to get some, you know, black, I got to know some stuff.
Look, Opie is really hot on getting a black girl.
Really?
It's one of his fantasies.
That's interesting.
And just look at him now. He can't go to any clubs or anything. He's the whitest guy.
I've tried, though. But
you see, there are sisters who, you know, would be willing to.
I celebrated Kwanzaa just so I'm up on it and
really?
Stuff. Well, not really, but
he's just saying that.
I didn't celebrate it either.
But I knew Vernon Reed was the head of that.
Yes.
All right, who else is? There's not many black rock guys anymore.
This is.
I can't think of any at the top of my
head. Oh,
Earl's just in it for the chicks. Come on.
Another of the founders is Greg Tate, who writes for the Village Voice and has thousands of bands.
What about Old Dirty Bastard?
No.
He will not be admitted.
Not at all.
All right. Well, were you guys going out or something?
No, I just came here.
Just to say hi to Black Girl?
And to get some hot chocolate.
All right, cool.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, is that what you call Earl? Hot chocolate? Yeah, that's what we call it.
Baby.
You two are so evil.
Well, okay. Well, you guys have some fun.
All right.
Yes. You're very lovely, by the way.
Yeah, very pretty girl.
She's latte.
Yes.
Yeah, look at Opie's skim milk.
Well, I'm trying. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Cool. What do we got?
Evil.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Earl.
Okay. Hey, you want to play some Uriah Heep?
Uriah Heep?
Yeah, remember that song, Easy Living? We could do that.
Easy Living.
All right, Anthony, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Yes.
The latest sponsor to the Opie and Anthony Show. They've been on for a full week now, I believe.
And they haven't canceled. That's good news for us.
Now, did you see Jennifer called earlier?
Your lovely.
Today?
And talented wife, Jennifer.
Yes, she called.
Yes.
And you know why she called?
No, I couldn't figure that out. I thought she was calling to tell you she was going to happy hour. But...
Well, besides that.
Oh, okay.
She called to thank me
for
the lovely Vermont teddy bear that arrived at the house.
Oh, today. Already?
Already.
Awesome.
Well, I wanted it to get there today.
Now, what bear did you choose for your wife?
Opie, I got the teddy in a teddy.
Oh, you right.
I sent it to Jen.
You're going to get some.
Yeah, baby. And you know what I put on the card? Simple. Sweet. I put, you're a dirty girl. You know what? They wrote it down.
Right on.
See, they don't censor you.
Okay.
And she loves it. She's like, oh, it's so cute. It's got these big blue eyes. And she loved it.
And it
makes me seem sensitive.
It made her day, right?
It certainly did.
You think you're going to get some?
Yeah. Yeah. Get some.
Get some. Let me take a look at her. Eh?
You own a son of a mom teddy bear? Before you know it, you don't want to get over that air. So now, if you won't go to get over that air, you won't get over my teddy bear. Because with my teddy bear, you're sure you're going to get over that air.
Give me some. All right, very cool. Well, congratulations. That's their newest bear, I believe, the teddy and a teddy.
Teddy and a teddy.
They got 100 bears to choose from. It's really easy, guys. You just call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. And a bear counselor will get on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just tell them a little bit about your woman.
Yeah.
And then they suggest a few bears.
Yeah. Like if you called and said, hi, bear counselor?
Yes.
Hi, my girl, she's like a hose bag. She loves sex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He'd recommend the horny little devil bear.
Exactly.
Which you can get. It's a cute little bear, and it's got the devil's horns and a tail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horny little devil.
And they just got so many to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. If you're online right now, you can go to their website, and they got more. www.vermontteddybear.com. Or give them a call, 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. And if you're doing this, they do the Beargrams. Try to write, you're a dirty little girl.
You're a dirty girl, aren't you?
Yeah. I would love to see how many people put that on their card this year. That would be pretty funny.
Get some.
Let me get in that ass.
Damn.
All right. Well, I guess we got to rock.
Well, these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. You.
God. You know, I've heard that 100 times easily, and it makes me laugh every time, like I'm hearing it for the first time.
The hide and go F yourself line.
Funniest damn thing.
Why don't you go outside and play?
Hide and go F yourself.
You gotta love it.
Well, that's for everyone that is stuck in traffic.
Using that word right now.
Right. It's Opie and Anthony. You're listening to NEW. Well, here it is. Mike Tyson back behind bars.
Now, this is real?
Yeah, this is real.
He's in jail.
Well, boxer Mike Tyson has been sentenced to jail time for assaulting two motorists after a minor traffic accident in the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. Judge Stephen Johnson sentenced him to 2 years in jail but suspended 1 year. He's also been fined $5,000 and will be on 2 years probation after being released from jail. The ruling could affect Tyson's future in the ring. Indiana authorities will now have to decide if this constitutes a violation of his probation on a 1991 rape conviction. Of course that's a violation.
Yeah, assault.
The sentence could also lead to a review of Tyson's boxing license, which was recently restored in Nevada after a year of suspension. The guy's screwed. What a dope.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah, hi.
Man. Obviously, Mike Tyson back in trouble again.
Yes, he's in trouble.
Lots of trouble. Well, you got to look at it this way. He's a very volatile personality.
Right.
So, obviously, he couldn't stay out of trouble for very long.
Well, you got to give the judge a lot of credit on this one.
Well, of course, you got to give the judge a lot of credit. Of course, you're going to have a guy out there just going crazy, assaulting people for basic traffic violations. So there's a guy, he's back in jail for another year. He'll get back out, probably good time served, and be back in the ring again, hopefully, very soon. Very soon.
Now, Mad Dog, do you think this is terrible?
This is terrible. On this Friday.
Friday. Right.
Let's take some calls.
All right, Mad Dog.
You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yes?
I love your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Boy, how about this Tyson thing?
Well, it's, you know, you guys have all the personality. Obviously, he's trouble dealing with society. So he's back in jail.
All right, thank you.
We're going to be discussing the Tyson thing for 18 hours straight. So stay with us at the fan. Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah, they'll discuss every single angle.
They'll discuss what would happen if Mike Tyson were on the moon and an alien ship hit his ship and he got in a fight with an E.T.
Well, I think the E.T. would be able to beat Tyson.
Well, I don't know about that. What do you think, Mikey? You think an E.T. could beat Tyson with those teeth and be biting off ears?
No, I don't think so, dog.
Well, I have to agree with you there. That would be a terrible thing. But I would think Tyson would beat up the alien. Thank you for the call.
What would happen if Tyson were to transport his body to another dimension?
Well, that's a very fascinating question. I believe he would be in trouble in any dimension he was in.
I think you got to give the caller a lot of credit for that question.
Well, the caller gets a lot of credit.
Okay.
For that question, coming up with an optional dimension question on this Friday. Mike and the Mad Dog Show on the fan.
I love that, man.
Radio guy that can't talk.
It's
hysterical.
You know, they're probably relieved that the Tyson story broke because they were up to hour 20 of talking about the NBA season starting this weekend.
And what Patrick Ewing is going to be doing on the court.
Right.
You know what? Watch him and see.
Yeah.
That's a good way to find out.
I just hope Patrick decides to pass the ball this year. Don't worry about your points, Patrick.
What if Patrick Ewing was maybe a submarine commander? How would that play out in the NBA? Let's go with hour 25 on that one,
wow.
Mikey.
And someone's on top of it. A big FU to Chris Russo from the fan, Tim McCarver, and all the dirtbag Yankee fans that called in to complain on the fan. All from the Bronx.
Obviously, talking about Tom Seaver coming in place of Tim McCarver. I think not a good move for the Mets organization.
Oh, that's a stupid move.
On this Friday.
Stupid move. Well, that's obvious.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. All right, very good. could Mad Dog leave? He's really annoying.
Listen, Mike and Mad Dog. Afternoons on Thursday, and the fan.
Could you just leave? No, really. It was funny, like, for 2 minutes, but now it's really annoying.
That was funny for like 30 seconds.
All right, we could let like Mad Dog say a special goodbye. How's that?
I'd like to say goodbye on this Friday.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York.
Gee. You all right?
Collective soul run from dosage.
Yeah.
All right. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Hey, we got to give away another 4-pack of tickets to Lowe's Theater, movie passes. And we need another Opie and Anthony trivia question because we want to give all our prizes from now on to our faithful listeners.
Okay.
So we figure if we give Opie and Anthony questions, give me a beer, Ben.
Oh, you want one?
Yeah,
want one? All right, a little ale.
I'm not drinking out of the same bottle as you, though. All right. Come on, give me a beer.
I'm surprised to see you drinking out of a bottle, Ben. I just heard you like it in a can.
Ben the fag.
Look at you, like,
Ben the fag, everyone.
I'm on the website. I'm so excited. Now everybody knows what I look like, so I'll get lynched now in public.
You're just getting creamed on the website.
Oh, I'm
taking pictures of Tara, and on the website, if you look down at one of the pictures, you see Ben the fag standing behind Tara. But he's looking at me taking the picture and not looking at Tara. One guy said it looks like Ben the Fag. One guy, instant feedback. He said it looks like this is the first time Ben the Fag has ever seen a girl about to take her clothes off.
All right, we'll stress again.
And Ben the Fag needs a funeral, I'm telling you. It's getting out of tonight. I'm going to Ozzy with Earl. Earl and I are going to go out to Ozzy at the Continental Arena soon. I'm going to get, like, lynched. We're sitting in front of Dave Matthews the other night. This guy looks at the van, you know, sees a black guy sitting in the NEW van. Look, sees me, he goes, "You guys, that's Black Earl and Ben the Fag." He's like, "Holy cow, I always wanted to meet you guys." You know, it's getting out of control.
Hey, you know, you gotta take your celebrity and work it, you know, deal with it.
Hey, Ben, that's really cute that you're having a few beers before you drive the company.
I'm not driving.
Oh,
Earl's driving.
And where's Earl? Oh, he's booting up in the lobby.
Well, probably expect a black guy to boot up.
Oh!
To boot
up.
I thought we were just having fun.
Check, please.
Jeez.
Waiter. Ho-ho. Check, please.
That was a joke.
Some joke.
Earl's driving tonight. I was out in Long Island scouting for the party next week today. And
yeah, that's going to be great when we broadcast live next Friday.
Yeah.
But, Ben. So you want us to bury Ben the Fag? See, Ben isn't gay. Supposedly he's not gay.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, we have no documented evidence.
Well, Earl says he's not gay.
I know. Ben's always talking about these girls that he goes out with, and we always hear him coming with these stories of his sexual exploits, and it just sounds so great, but we never see him with a girl. And the only story we've heard of, really, that have been confirmed by phone calls from friends has been the story when he left the bar with transvestites.
Yeah, what? No, sexuals. And what about the
senator's daughter? Oh, wow, big difference.
The senator's daughter, too.
I don't know. I didn't hear any.
He did get a Hummer from a senator's daughter, so.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what he says.
Black girl's in the studio.
Hey, black girl. What's up?
Hey, dude.
Are you booting up?
Booting. Damn you both.
Are you looking forward to Black Sabbath tonight?
Yes, I am.
If you just said that with a southern accent, Opie, it would just sound even better.
What are you talking about?
Won't you? Hey, Earl. You looking forward to Black Sabbath? You get that one there, boy.
All right.
Opie, you're sounding a bit racist here on the show today.
I know. I apologize.
I'm not, though.
What time is it? Yeah, it is your hour.
I'm not, but...
It's your hour to sound racist. It was mine last in the 5 o'clock hour.
I love when people talk about racism and they do but.
I'm not a racist, but...
But.
But. There's always that but.
Yeah, I know.
It's horrible. All right.
I've given up. We just you know, talking on this show. And if it comes out and people interpret it as either racist or sexist or homophobic...
Well, you're getting in a lot of trouble.
Whatever.
Anthony got in this huge fight with this Asian guy...
Yeah.
Over Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Guy's screaming and yelling.
Guy called up. He's like, I was offended by a Yoshi skit.
I was like, oh, you must be an Asian man.
Why? Because of my voice?
I'm like, well, yeah. And he was very offended.
And then he got mad. He said, Yoshi's not even a Chinese name. Well, we know that. That's what makes the bit really funny.
He hung up after he got so annoyed. I told him I was going to pound creamed rice up his butt. And he started laughing. And I go, look, you're laughing. And he hung up because he got so annoyed with himself that he was laughing at it.
But then he called the boss.
Yeah.
And now the boss has to deal with that one.
Yeah. Well, join the club. Stand in line.
You guys have fun at Black Sabbath. The comedy team of Black Earl and Ben the Fag.
That's
on the
great.
Road again tonight.
Those fans are going to love me.
But remember, Ben the Fag is not a fag.
Right.
We'll come up with another name for you soon.
Okay.
He's straight. He's a fag. He's straight. He's a fag.
All right, we got to give away these movie passes to Lowe's Theater, 4 of them. We need an Opie and Anthony trivia question. We didn't think of any while the music was playing.
Oh, you want to dip back into the the show?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. I guess I got to pick on me since I picked on you with the last one. Something out of my youth, my school days, what used to get me excited?
Oh, very good.
Back in my youth.
I don't think the first person's going to get this one. We're 3 for 3, first person getting it. What got Anthony excited when he was a youth?
Kind of out of the ordinary.
It is very out of the ordinary.
I don't know why, but it just happened.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hi.
Hi.
What used to get you excited?
Yeah.
No, what got Anthony excited when he was young?
What got Anthony excited when he was young?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm getting stumped.
Yeah, you got to dip back for this one.
How about a hint?
No hints. Because I know there's people out there that know it.
Sorry, man.
You must be one of the guys that said, "Hey, man, I just started listening to you guys 2 weeks ago."
You know what? I can't believe you said that because I'm so pissed that I wanted to get in to win these goddamn tickets. What? I listened to you guys for months, and you can't answer one question I can't answer. I swear to God, man.
Yeah, but we got to move on to someone else. Yeah. I'm sorry. We got chances to win all weekend long. All right.
As long as you don't think I'm one of those fags, I just
not at all, man.
We can tell by your attitude.
Say hi to someone. Who do you want to say hi to, real fast?
Who do I want to say hi to?
Yeah, that'll be a little consolation prize.
I guess I'll say what's up to my boys, Patty and Danny. They're on a bachelor party right now in AC.
Oh. Are they your Flipmo squad?
Yeah.
In AC,
right now they're probably banging prostitutes for all their money. So
at least you're honest.
That's a nice weekend. Nice start to the weekend.
I just hope they're using bags. That's all.
All right, man. Have a great weekend.
Take it easy.
I love the honesty on this show. Hi, N.E.W.
Hi. Doing a trivia question?
Yeah. What used to get Anthony excited as a youth?
Marshall Brady.
Well, that's one thing, but it wasn't the thing.
That wasn't the thing.
No. This is something out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
That's half right.
It's half right, but it's something out of the ordinary.
Okay. Hi, Eddie W.
I know the answer to the trivia question.
You do?
All right. What used to get Anthony excited as a youth?
Older women.
No, that was Opie.
My bad.
All right, man.
Wow, this is a tough one. Someone's got to get it.
Hi, N.E.W.
It's not Gilligan's Island, is it?
No. Something out of the ordinary.
I don't know, dude, man.
All right, from my youth.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hello.
Hey.
What used to get Anthony excited? Something out of the ordinary.
Looking up girls' dresses?
That's one of them, too.
Yeah.
You guys are hitting on every single one of them.
But that's not out of the ordinary.
Except for the one.
This is one thing that I used to get physically excited, not emotionally excited.
You used to get boners over.
Yeah, yeah. It would just happen.
Hi, N.E.W.
Out of nowhere.
You got an answer.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on. Turn down your radio. We're on delay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, a yellow school bus.
There you go.
Yeah, baby.
There it is. For some reason, I used to sport wood on my way to Elwood Junior High on the big yellow school bus.
Yeah.
I would get on the bus, sit down, and for some reason, I would sport wood. And then when I got to school, I'd get to Elwood Junior High, I'd get off the bus, I'd have to put my books in front of me as I walked to cover the sported wood. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. It doesn't happen anymore. Oh, you're a dirty bus, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, look at that big puff of diesel fumes coming out of your tailpipe.
Your poop.
Yeah. Oh, you're such a dirty yellow bus.
All right, man. Hold on the line. We're going to give you the tickets.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, right. You won.
What's your name, man?
AJ.
And where are you calling from?
Westchester.
All right. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening.
Please hold.
Line 5.
I don't know why it used to happen, but it did, Opie.
All right, we got one more thing to do before we get out of here, and that is the Friday Fake-O.
Now, we had some problems getting a Friday Fake-O this week.
Well, we're still going through the phone lines. We're trying to get a female to do this for us, and no one has passed the audition.
No, some of the girls don't get it. They get on and they go, oh, Friday Fake-O, that's not it.
So
you got to work it like an actress.
So we'll either have a brand new one next time we talk, or we'll just have to play Stacy again from last week
to show people what it's like.
The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW. We'll send that out to Tara, the star of the show this week.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, her picture's still on the WNEW website, and there you have it. We just put up some brand new text, so you might want to go back there and check it out, because we are looking for other women to join the competition to see if they got what it takes to dethrone Tara as the hottest girl to ever strip on the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, because we have a lot of girls calling up saying, hey, she's nothing.
Right.
You know, I could beat her. So we're giving you the shot. Come on down. We'll take some pics, put them up on the website, and let the listeners decide who is the queen.
That's right.
Yes.
But Tara's pictures will remain there until someone dethrones her.
Mm-hmm.
We got Stephen Lynch on the hotline?
Oh.
Stephen?
Yeah.
So, hey. Anthony.
What's up, fella?
How you doing, Steve?
All right, this
This competition is the most ingenious thing I've ever heard.
It's smart, isn't it?
I want to be there so badly.
Isn't it so self-serving?
Yeah. It makes me want to get my own radio show.
Yeah.
Well, our show is your show. You come by whenever you want, man.
Sweet.
Somehow I think if you did it...
Let me know when the pusky is going to be there.
Somehow I think if you did it... Somehow guys would show up. Huh? I don't know.
Or hermaphrodites.
Are you still on that kick, man?
Hermaphrodites.
I'm going to have to redeem myself next time I come on.
Yeah.
So how did it go last night?
Oh, last night was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want to thank you guys for plugging the show. Right. It was, there's a lot of Opie and Anthony fans down there.
Wow, really?
They made themselves known. Yeah, it was cool. We had a good time.
Cool.
Very well, cool. Now we got to know if he's going to be able to hook up with us next Friday.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to definitely do a few songs and stuff?
Yeah.
There you go,
I'm
going to
sing some non-gay songs.
Yeah, you do.
What are you going to write some?
I'm going to dust off the ones I've been keeping under my pillow for 10 years.
Just such an emergency.
I don't know. I think the people want to hear the gay songs. They want to hear the gerbil song.
Look, I give the people what they want to hear.
Of
if
course.
It's gay, it's gay. You know, there's nothing I can do about it.
You gotta.
Yeah, so we're going to broadcast our show live next Friday. We'll have all the details starting next week. And Stephen Lynch is on board. He's going to be there performing live.
This is going to be a party.
So bring in the pusky.
We'll have lots of pusky for you, Steveskin. And maybe some peckskers. Whatever you please.
Awesome.
Hey, I also hear a rumor that you're working on a Tuesday Night Hummer song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to divulge too much, but...
All right, there's rumors floating around that you might have something
donate. I heard somebody mention that on the air the other day, so... I'd get to work and do it.
You better get to work on it.
Yeah.
I heard Steven's going to be parachuting onto the top of the NAW building.
Here's the problem, though.
All right.
Is that I'm not officially a member of the club.
Well, I think we could take care of that for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not us personally. Wait, that's right.
No, not you guys.
We know. We understand your taste. Wait a minute. No.
I got inducted to the Hummer Club.
I think the song is writing itself.
Well, I got $20. Ann's got 20. I think we could throw you 40 to get into the club.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you really have to pay for it, man.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that
pathetic? Somebody down there.
Well, it was funny. One guy did admit to that. He said he wanted to join the club so bad that he did go out and spent like $15.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God.
Can't you just lie?
Well, he forgot to mention that on the radio.
There's no lying.
No, there's no lying.
Well, I mean...
Because, it's in the back of your head. You just know you're not part of the club.
Right.
Steven, it's just lying to yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so we can count on you next Friday. That's hot.
Yeah, definitely.
This is great.
That'll be fun.
This is shaping up to be a good bash.
Cool. Is this the one where there's going to be deformed chicks running around and stuff?
Well,
is that something different?
We might be blown off that for a little while. I don't know. We got so many damn things going on now. It's crazy.
We come up with ideas and just throw them out there.
Yeah, but that idea is starting to get legs as well. We're going to have a freak show lingerie show.
I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite ideas.
Wouldn't you love to just see a little fidget girl in a thong and... Little Teddy.
I'm so intrigued by that thought.
Well, them's not babies, them's fidgets.
Well, it's going to be the Opie and Anthony lingerie freak show.
Yeah.
Just like the Victoria's Secret, lingerie show.
First annual.
Well, we do have Mendy, Big Butt Mendy, that is definitely on board and ready to go.
Okay.
She's got an ass like a truck. Swear to God, it's huge.
Well, Steve, you remember the door you walked through, obviously, to get in the studio?
Yeah,
she has to walk through that sideways. So she's on board to put some lingerie on.
Wow.
And then for the ladies, we got a guy who is the hairiest guy in the world. Like when he shaves, he's got to make a decision where he stops because it's like it's not whiskers anymore, it's chest hair. You ever see those guys? They just got to stop. Yeah. And it's like where the forest meets the plains. All of a sudden it just stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got him coming on.
All right.
And he's
that one's for the ladies.
One for the ladies.
He's going to wear a banana hammock.
A little marble bag.
A little marble bag. But we're still looking for a midget.
Yeah.
We're going to pay for a crack whore to put some lingerie on.
Oh, yeah.
That's easy,
God.
Though. That's like $20. That's
we
want to
see that.
Right. Hey, maybe you could do that and I could join the club at the same time.
Oh. And now on the runway, wearing lace and scabs,
oh,
it's the
God.
Crack whore.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. We'll have fun with it.
Mm. Sure. Yeah. That'll be great.
I look forward to that.
All right, man.
All right,
Stan. Guys. So, yeah, why don't you call in next week or come by or something?
Okay.
If you want, it's up to you.
All right.
We won't make you perform or nothing. You can just hang.
Make you perform. Give him a fish.
All right. I could do that.
But at the worst, we'll see you next Friday when we broadcast live somewhere on Long Island. Details to come.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we have a place all picked out and everything. We'll give you all the details next week.
Cool.
It's our buddy. It's our pal, Stephen Lynch, everyone.
All right.
You want to give out your cute little email address real fast? Or?
Sure. It's the Pusshead, man. Pusshead at AOL.com.
You know, people put that in their server and they think it's a website.
Yeah.
Well, we're working on that.
He got the coveted Pusshead name at AOL. A lot of people wanted that.
It is coveted.
Now they got to go to Pusshead 101 and Pusshead 3, you know.
Right. He's the original Pusshead.
Of course.
On AOL.
Pusshead. Yeah, with one S, by the way.
That's
yes.
Right.
Just to clear up any confusion.
That Pusky head.
Wow, I'm going to change my screen name when I get home.
What, Pusky?
I want to be Pusky head.
Olive's Pusky.
All right, Steve, I'm going to let you go.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
He's our pal.
He's on board.
That's very cool.
I like it.
And thanks for supporting him last night at Caroline's.
Yeah.
He's going to be, well, no, never mind. I won't bust that for him yet. But things are happening for him. Line three, she wants to do a Friday fake-o.
Ooh.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Kirsten.
Hi, how old
Kirsten.
Are you?
Kirsten.
18.
You sound a little young.
18? Dude, that's perfect.
All right, where are you calling from?
Jersey.
All right, and now, you know what we're looking for with the Friday fake orgasm?
Yep.
Have you ever faked it before?
A couple times. A
couple of times, what, the guys just weren't doing it for you?
Yeah.
And you had to make them feel good?
Yeah.
Now, did you do it properly? Because we like how it starts kind of slow.
And
right,
works its way up.
And it slowly builds to a crescendo,
mm-hmm.
and then tapers off in just this little ecstasy thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay.
You think you could do it?
I think so.
The guys count on this, and some of the ladies count on this as well.
Uh-oh.
All right. Yeah. Just don't curse. All right.
Really get in the mindset.
All right.
I'll try.
Make like a dirty girl.
All right. You're
all right.
We're ready. All right, hold on. We're going to go to the Peter meter.
Wow, fully aroused. Very good on the Peter meter.
You got high marks for that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Hey, tell Stephen Lynch, if he's still listening, I'm willing, offering, right here. I'll let him into the Hummer Cup.
Oh, wow. Look at that lucky bastard.
All right. We can make it part of our show. We'll do it live on our show next Tuesday.
I'll do it. I plan on being there Friday, so...
Knowing Steven, he would go for that. But,
well, right. He plays a tune.
Well, at the worst, you'll see him Friday.
All right.
All right?
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks for helping us out today.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, she was good.
She was good? So
I like it.
I can put Stacy's away?
Yeah.
All right, Stacy from last week, which was really hot. She'll go down. We'll put Stacy back into the Friday Fake Orgasm Hall of Fame.
Over here.
The Orchives. That's what we like to call
the
them.
The Orchives. All right, I guess we got to go.
Is that it? Wow, look at the time.
Yeah.
Again.
I need a song to play, though.
What do you got?
I don't know. Why don't we play... want to play The Clash? Yeah, let's play The Clash.
Yeah, that's good.
Give me The Clash.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Mm-hmm. Train in Vain, man.
Cool.
London calling. All right.
Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it. And we got so much going on the Opie and Anthony show, so please tune in.
Stay tuned, yes.
Monday at 3. We got all sorts of weird ideas floating out there, and some of them will be coming together next week.
And we'll announce where our little bash is going to be for next Friday. You're going to want to be a part of that, so make time with your employer.